Mozambique trying to deal with matters of terrorism, and we needed to support the country to make sure that it does not fester into the other parts of the region. And in DRC is to support the DRC, particularly the eastern part, to make sure that they are able to provide security of the citizens and then make sure that we allow for humanitarian activities to take place. So the government of DRC asked us to support as SADC. We are doing this as SADC because we recognize that the price of losing peace is much more than really trying to bring it back together. And this has been a hallmark as a region to make sure that we maintain peace and security. So we've put in these two missions to make sure that we're able to support, but also to protect the region at a larger level. Obviously, these are not cheap undertakings. They take a lot of our resources. We've lost lives as well in terms of our troops on the ground, but we believe it's a sacrifice that is worth taking, given the much bigger price we might pay if we didn't take these steps. In Mozambique now, we believe we've done enough ground, and we are now exiting. The Member State Summit has made a decision for us to exit. By July 15th, we should be out, and Mozambique now has given us assurance, President Nyusi, that they are now ready to support this process beyond our mission.
Let's look at a country or the kingdom of Eswatini.
Yes.
I know SADC has called for a national dialogue.
Yes.
Opponents of the administration appear not to be too pleased with what they say is a lack of pressure to ensure that this holistic or genuine dialogue happens to ease the political tension in the country. What is the effort to have this achieved?
Yes. For Eswatini, a decision was made that there needs to be a national dialogue process. And this was at the instance of SADC itself, recognizing that there could be differences of understanding between the different players and the government of the day, or the kingdom as it were. Now, we've had these iterations between ourselves and the kingdom, but I think in the last summit, which was last year, just before they went into elections in August, the Kim Swati came to summit and said, you know what, we feel where we are now, we're in a safer space than we were in August of 2023 when we were in Kinshasa, which raised a lot of concerns, and he was pleading to the region to support. He felt last year, August, that they are in a safer place and that they should be allowed to deal with matters internally. And they will now, even beyond the elections, now perhaps consider starting the process of national dialogue. We are still interested as SADC to make sure that the national dialogue process continues. Those recommendations include what they ought to do, including this particular item on national dialogue. And we've engaged with others, the EU, the UNDP, and other international partners who are also supportive of this process, that ultimately the kingdom should engage, as Lesotho did, engage in national dialogue to find a common position for everybody else.
You have top elections coming up.
Yes.
Botswana, where your headquarters is, of course, the powerful South Africa, is also having its national elections. What role will SADC play? I know usually you send poll observers to monitor the elections. What other effort or support will you give to these countries who are organizing elections this year?
Again, drawing from our instruments coming out of the organ, you will understand that it's not the first time that we'll be observing elections. SADC sends out a SADC election observer mission. But before it, there is a very important structure that goes in. This is a structure called the SADC Electoral Advisory Council, and it's made up of judges from the region who go in, assess a country, like you gave example of Botswana. They'll go into Botswana and assess the environment, the political, and they'll talk to all stakeholders. We are not dependent on the member state defining to us who we should meet. No, we decide, and the judges do that. We also look at the past reports where we had last elections for Botswana. It was 2019. So we look at the report and say, what have they done in terms of the recommendations that SADC made? So based on that and the environment on the ground, the SIAC produces this report and they advise the chairperson. In this case, this is Zambia today, President Hichilema. We think we should go in. The country is ready that it can hold election, or we can send in a mission into that. So we observe, we look at three instruments, which is the constitution of the country, the electoral laws of the country and our own guidelines that determine how elections ought to be run. And based on that, based on the elections, and the observation is done by member states themselves, and then we produce a report which then is shared with the country and other stakeholders as well. So this has sustained us for quite some time, and we use it continually for that. But we urge member state. We don't come with a carrot and stick. We will kindly urge a member state like Botswana, please make sure you implement some of these reforms.